Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the week of January 20th, Monday, to Sunday, January 26th. And for those of us in the United States, we're having both Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the Inauguration Day. And apparently, these are an interesting juxtaposition, including the fact that the aspects for this day are not exactly easy, and one of them is taking us back to a Moon-Mars conjunction full moon. Yeah, this is, you know, a time in the U.S. where there's a lot of issues abounding. So we have the moon in Libra. Libra, the idea of relationship and balance and harmony and peace and all those ideas, making choices, making decisions, Libra moon. And the first thing that's happening on this day is a square to Mercury in Capricorn at 11:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's what all the times will be Eastern Standard. So this means that it's not a good morning for conversations or being able to come to any kind of conclusions during a discussion even, because we've got a Mercury that's very serious, studious, practical, and thinks it knows, you know, the right way of doing things to succeed. Libra Moon might have some questioning and some other points of view, and perhaps even a legal matter is being squared by the administration of government. And as we go on, that square becomes a square to Mars in Cancer, which is the 12 hours between 11:23 a.m. and that culmination of that aspect at 11:34 p.m. So, when you see a Moon-Mars square approaching, you can think, there might be some difficulties, there might be some arguments, there might be some passionate appeals to, because of the need to be safe that Mars in Cancer is experiencing it and retrograde. And, you know, appealing to Libra Moon for some kind of assistance, you see. But it's not really happening, so there is this frustration. And, you know, Mars frustrated is a Mars prone to anger and action without a lot of thinking. We are void, of course, with a moon in Libra, which can help settle things down and overnight. But the Aquarius Sun, which we went into on Sunday, is joining Pluto at 7:29 a.m. This is a void, of course, moon for this experience, but we know that we're going to start seeing what the power of authority in terms of groups and goals, and even the media or other electronic and energy situations is going to be like. Okay? And we have that in our own self. So, as I will probably be saying constantly to myself and to people who listen, we have to choose what we're feeding. What energy are you feeding? Because that's what we're going to be giving power to. And so I think it's an important time, even though we're in the third quarter phase and going into the fourth quarter phase, last phase of the moon, to vision what we want to see, what we want things to look like. What would I rather see than this? And just put it out there, basically. The moon will enter Scorpio at 11:20 a.m., square Pluto, square the sun, and those are difficult conflict aspects until 3:31 p.m. on Tuesday. I mean, first comes the square to Pluto at 2:50 p.m. So this is a control, a fearful moon in Scorpio that is, you know, kind of challenging its own ruler, Pluto, about what is going to be in the future. And the moon in Scorpio is not as potent as Pluto in Aquarius, so the challenge is there in the fixed signs. So there can be a lot of jealousy or a lot of fear, and you'll see that somewhere. If it's not, hopefully it's not in your life, but you may see that somewhere, and it comes to the peak at 2:50 p.m., and then the moon goes into the square to the sun in Aquarius at 3:31 p.m., and this is where our instinctive feelings, inner reaction without thinking, and our outer expression are not in harmony. Because one thing about Aquarius is its individualistic freedom focus, and Moon in Scorpio has the often very unconscious need to be in control of the environment. It feels vulnerable in one level, and then in a higher level, it wants to be managing. And again, the management would be seeking, you know, the protection energies, and it's not able to get satisfaction. So it can be a difficult time emotionally. But after 3:31 p.m., we are now in the fourth quarter phase. And this is actually the phase where, you know, we start out by looking at the authenticity of our life versus what we have come to be in ourselves, and what we have said we wanted, you know, is that still true? Or is there something else that needs to be put in motion when we get past the fourth quarter and we get to the new moon? And so this is a time where karma comes due and we pay our bills and we want to, you know, clear up loose ends and we want to complete projects if possible during the fourth quarter phase. So after, again, 3:31 p.m., we're thinking about doing that, all of that, and the moon in Scorpio trines Saturn in Pisces for the rest of Tuesday. That is the aspect coming in, and it will not complete until 8:39 p.m. on Wednesday. So this is a fortunate time to be in this looking and deciding and, you know, what do I need to do or what do I think I should be doing or, you know, changing or getting rid of. Saturn in Pisces, as I've been telling you ever since it got in there, is also very uncertain. Because again, Saturn is structure, Pisces dissolves. And so people who have been relying on certain structures are frightened. And the moon in Scorpio suggests certain areas. And those would be income tax, insurance, loans, and inheritance, those kinds of things. And also our shared resources with a partner or just, you know, the country in general. So Saturn in Pisces can feel very much like a victim or a martyr, and this is part of the new lunar nodes. We have Pisces as the north node, and if you have either been on Substack or seen the workshop that I did, the Zoom meeting on the lunar nodes and the eclipses, you know, you will know that we're supposed to be moving into the positive aspects of Pisces, of which victimhood and martyrdom are not in that list, okay? So it's interesting to read the list and also the list of the negative attributes of the South Node in Virgo. And so this is a post I have on Substack, is called Lunar Nodes and Evolution. So you can find it there on my page, which is my name, Shelley, spelled S-H-E-L-L-I-E, and then right after that is W-R-I-T-E-S. So it's ShelleyWrites.substack.com. That'll get you there. Scroll through the posts and you'll find it. Or you've got it on a slide if you have gotten the recording for the talk I gave last night, Friday night, on the lunar nodes and the eclipses for 2025. And so you've got some good work time to look at all of this. And then after 8:39 p.m. on Wednesday, we have a powerful psychic, romantic, and creative energy coming in with the moon in Scorpio trine Venus in Pisces. That comes in exact at 3:51 a.m. on Thursday. And the moon is sextile Mercury in Capricorn, 9:10 a.m. And it will even go trine Mars in Cancer until 10:12 a.m. So when you get up, you also have Mars going sextile Uranus. And Uranus is getting ready to go direct, by the way. That's going to be next week. And so retrograde Mars still, 10:08 a.m. So that early time on Thursday is when you've got, again, some good energies working for you to process and look at. And, you know, if you need to discuss financial matters with someone, these are the good times to do all of this. There is 1 minute, though, and this has been coming in, and it's moon opposition Uranus and Taurus at 10:13 a.m. So the trine comes in, the opposition is immediate, and Mercury in Capricorn opposes Mars. Suddenly, which is Iranian, there's a shift, or there's news, or there's, you know, a change that you weren't expecting. Mercury is not happy about it because it's, you know, now going to cause some repercussions with Mars in Cancer, 3:49 p.m. Structures will be attacked emotionally, let's put it that way. And so it's not a good time to discuss things. And you can have a better time with that if you wait until after 4 p.m. Eastern and catch the hour where Mercury in Capricorn trines Uranus and Taurus until 5:07 p.m., and is, you know, open to looking at things maybe in a different way. And meanwhile, Scorpio moon is trine Neptune in Pisces until 7:03 p.m. So that's one of the most powerful psychic energies we get during the week. So if you will open yourself up in a lighted fashion, what do you need to know? Let yourself feel it. This is one of the things about North Node in Pisces. In the age of faux news, we have our intuition and we have our own feelings. We get very influenced by the voices outside and the things we're reading, but You know, we can feel. Yes, we can. And, you know, very often you'll find yourself in a situation and it doesn't work out really well and you get really annoyed and you go, you know, I knew it. Well, know it. Well, know it and don't do it. I'm speaking to myself a lot saying that. That is reinforcement for me. But hopefully it will be helpful for you to also understand. And then there's this void, of course, moon, which gives that psychic energy more time to process until the moon enters Sagittarius at 11:29 p.m. on Thursday. Oh, dear, we've got like two really quick morning aspects on Friday. The moon going sextile Pluto at 3:01 a.m., so maybe we hear something that makes us make sense, or somebody, you know, from a foreign country even is, you know, talking about something that, wow, it's, yeah. And maybe we learn something that's new and innovative, but most of us are sleeping at 3:01 a.m. on the East Coast. We get a sextile from the moon in Sag to the sun in Aquarius as we wake up in the Eastern time zone, 8:55 a.m. So we're thinking about the future. We're thinking about maybe moving to another country. The moon is in Sagittarius, right? But anyway, everybody's got problems now, I'm sorry to say. There aren't too many idyllic getaways anymore. So we do have good feeling, and if you need to speak to somebody important that maybe in your home, or send off an email or a social media experience, do it before 8:55 a.m. Because now Moon in Sag is running the gauntlet, just like Virgo Moon had to run with other mutable planets. It's not going to be an easy time. And it starts with the approach of Moon opposing still retrograde Jupiter. That's till the 4th of February. In Gemini, 9:45 p.m. is when that excessive overdoing, too much information, can't you just get to the big principle? Do you have to keep going through all those details? Okay, that's what Friday looks like. And that can be also true if you're traveling. And then there is a square to Saturn. And this week, I have to tell you, I live in a place where I think the new normal is incredibly cold winters, which never was here in the South Carolina upstate. But I think a lot of people could be saying that right now. And since it seems as though the polar ice caps, the Arctic northern pole, isn't, you know, as built up as it was, that has something to do with the air being funneled down in these, like, waves. And we are, you know, going to have about 4 days here, unless I can figure out the way to make things warmer. And it's going to not be above freezing for 4 days. And now we get to the end of it, and we've got the moon in Sag squaring Saturn in Pisces, which is cold water also. So this is affecting somewhere people who are traveling, or just your point of view, you know, like they used to, they used to have an expression in my childhood, like people who bring you down are like a wet blanket, you know. It doesn't give you any warmth. It just, you know, deadens your own warmth. So this is Moon square Saturn, you know. I have a great idea. I don't know. I don't know. That won't work. You know, that kind of voice comes back at you. So that's from about 10 p.m. Friday evening to 7:51 a.m. on Saturday. And then there's the square to Venus in Pisces, which isn't as difficult in, you know, the negative energies. However, Venus in Pisces is not responding to the preaching of a moon in Sagittarius. In fact, you know, the more you communicate, the less Pisces Venus is hearing, actually, even if they're sitting there looking at you. It's like an interesting quality that the Pisces energy has. It can go way away. And you just have to, like, kind of look at the eyes. You know, you'll see it. But they'll seem like they're there, but they won't be. And also, the moon in Sag is a little bit, you know, upset about the sort of the victim of love energies of Venus in Pisces, opening doors to try to save people that, you know, wounded birds that will fly away once they feel okay. And yet, Venus in Pisces can also be highly compassionate and give us unconditional love, but she might not be feeling it for the moon in Sag right now. So that's until 6:34 p.m. on Saturday. You know, you wanted to do something with people. You want to go somewhere. Well, I don't know. I don't know if too many people in my area are going to be doing anything than trying to stay cozy and hopefully keeping the power. You know, this is one of the things we have to be aware of, you know. Don't abuse the power so you don't lose the power, right? So it's so important right now. Well, at least Venus in Pisces is trining Mars in Cancer on Saturday. And that's, like, you know, an aspect that's coming in all day and completes at 6:54 p.m. So, you know, if you're getting together with someone, it might feel good. And also, Venus should realize that Mars retrograde in Cancer is going to have a lot of issues and fears about security. So that's what shall be. And meanwhile, the moon in Sag comes for its last aspect, the square to Neptune. And that's from, you know, all day, from the 6:34 p.m. on Saturday to the 4:40 a.m. on Sunday. Long-distance travel could definitely be in difficulty due to weather or even mistaken information. I mean, Neptune is all of these things and also the potential for infection. All right, so if, you know, if you happen to be on the overnight flight to across the pond, I hope you have something to keep you from picking up something while you're on the plane. I use essential oils for that, but that's another topic. Moon enters Capricorn, 8:43 a.m. on Sunday. Wow, you can breathe again. Because the moon is spending the day going into a sextile, which will complete on Monday, to Saturn in Pisces. So you're in structure land again. Yay. And Mercury is getting messages even in the sextile to Neptune. Even Mercury in Capricorn is starting to get, like, you know, maybe that is the way to go. 1:33 p.m. is the Mercury sextile. So that's a day to start looking at things that you may want to address. And that is coming in 3:33 p.m. on Monday. So you've got plenty of time to have that pondering and making some ideas for how to help yourself or other people. When we get to next week, we have the new moon. It's very Aquarian. It's getting very Aquarian, right? Because we already have the sun in Aquarius. Mercury will enter Aquarius on Monday. The new moon is in Aquarius at 9 degrees on Wednesday. We have a lot of Aquarian aspects coming in on Tuesday even. And this is going to give us kind of a very futuristic and hopefully upbeat and positive flow. The new moon is also the lunar new year of the snake. I'm sure there are positive things about it. I'm going to be reading up and listening to people talk about it so I can feel better. The snake is interesting because it's at this time as we're going to the approach to next week. We go to the approach to the celebration of Imbolc, and that is the beginning of spring. And the symbol, one of the symbols of the mother goddess of spring, is actually a snake, a black snake to be precise, not poisonous, but it's that coming up from the earth of the life force. The kundalini start moving through our frozen winter for ourselves. So the year of the snake coming in with that holiday should be kind of, giving us a lot of more in-depth energy on that issue of, how do we move the energy through us, and how does the snake show us the way to go? Yes. So, and Uranus goes direct. Ta-da. Aquarians everywhere, this is your week. Aquarius rising, it's finally going direct. And it is going direct at 11:22 a.m. on Thursday. Hooray. And so it is. And the houses in your birth chart that have this Aquarius on the cusp, maybe just one house. If you have, sometimes people have it on two cusps, those will be going forward again. Yay. So that's what we'll be talking about next week. So you know what's happening this week. And I wish you all the best with all these aspects now that you know them. And I'll say goodbye for now.